Good afternoon, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio podcast network, and we've been doing a lot of podcasts in and around the ISC show, and although this podcast is going to talk a little bit about ISC, I'm joined by Rajiv Mishra, who is the Vice President of North America Commercial Marketing at Epson. And Rajiv, first of all, good afternoon. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, Gary. Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate you joining me. I know you're busy, you're traveling around the world and trying to maintain that leadership position that Epson has in nearly every product projection category right now. Congratulations, first off.
No, thank you very much. Thank you.
And you're going to enter a new product category, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But first, I want to find out, you know, everyone's always a little bit on edge and nervous about the economy, especially over the last few years. I would love to know how 2015 was and your sort of view of how 2015 was, not just from Epson's sake, but from an industry sake.
Sure. Well, so from an Epson perspective first, we had a really strong year. We've been playing aggressively in four key markets: small, medium business, education, corporate large venue, and home entertainment. And I'm pleased to say that we had strong unit and sales increases across the categories, and with an exceptional focus, particularly around our corporate and large venue space. And what I find is that market tends to be a barometer for Epson in terms of the economy and where the economy is headed. Mm-hmm. And we really felt that there was a lot of interest and a lot of investment that is being made both in the corporate and large venue spaces. So, you know, customers are voting with their pocketbooks, they're spending money, and they are spending on high performance, high value products. So they're paying a premium for the latest technology, which was really, really refreshing, both with our high lumen products, but even on the corporate side, with products like BrightLink Pro. You know, we talked to a lot of customers that are investing in developing meeting rooms for the future, investing in collaboration technologies and large displays. And we expect that trend to continue in 16. They're clearly seeing value and productivity gains with these investments.
So 2015 was a good year. So you alluded to 2016. But do you see 2016 being as good of a year for you guys, or do you see some leveling off? Or I mean, you are making some investment in some new technology, the integration of the laser stuff that started at the end of last year, and then your new products launching here at ISC in a week. Are you bullish on 2016?
In the corporate large venue markets in particular, we're very bullish. And the reason behind that is that these customers are looking for solutions to solve real business problems or to improve productivity or to drive collaboration. And what we're hearing is those investments ultimately result in saving dollars and cents and improving the bottom line. So I'm seeing investments being made there. When it comes to small and medium business customers, they tend to behave a little bit more like the consumer market. And I expect a good year, but probably not as strong of a growth year as we experienced in 15.
Okay. Yeah, and I've heard that from others as well. So that's in alignment with, I think, what a lot of other people are saying. You alluded to some product categories. I mean, first of all, BrightLink Pro. I mean, that sort of captured. It started originally as a product that I think a lot of people looked at as for education, but then moved into the corporate space for meeting room collaboration applications. That obviously has been successful and a really interesting niche market for you. Should we expect you to see Epson move into some more niche categories like that, or are you going to stick with those sort of four core market segments that you called out earlier?
No, we are aggressively going after that space. There are, I think it's something like 6 million meeting rooms across, large and medium-sized corporations. And these customers are making investments in technology and tools to improve collaboration. And it's all driven by remote workforce, folks using mobile devices in meetings and wanting to leverage that. So we see that as a growing opportunity. And we're seeing those customers move away from having large meeting rooms with bright projectors hanging from the ceiling to transforming those large rooms into many small rooms or huddle spaces. And we're seeing a lot of demand for 100-inch display collaborative solutions like Brightlink Pro. So I don't expect it to be a niche. I think it's going to be a significant part of our business over the next few years as we move forward.
Yeah, and you obviously have changed. You started with one product, one size, and now you have a larger line. So I know you don't want to give away any product details, but I suspect that means we should see that product line grow both in resolution and different sizes in 2016. At ISC next week, you're going to launch yourself into a new product category in a way. I mean, you're going to go into the large venue. You already sort of alluded to it a minute ago, large venue category in a big way with some new technology, laser, and some new brightness bars that you're going to set with 12,000, 25,000. This must be sort of an exciting gear up for a giant launch.
Absolutely. In 2015, we put a lot of investment in building out the high lumen part of our business. We had the engineers in Japan working on new technologies that would raise the bar. In parallel, here at Epson America, we really focused our efforts with the channel and the design consultant community, making sure that they were aware of the great products that we currently have, the Pro G, Pro Z series, making sure they understand some of the key benefits around our 3LCD technology and phenomenal image quality that it produces, around our latest connectivity, including HD-based T, and the fact that we've got a really robust lineup with both single and dual lamp products. So we were working with the channel design consultants in that area, and then with our sales organization, we went through a pretty radical transformation where, as an end result, we have a much stronger footprint calling on the channel partners that service higher education and corporate, but also supporting the end users. And as such, we've got a lot more focus on the ground and the ability to demonstrate and tell the story around high lumens. So those are the things we put in place in 2015. And as we move into the ISE show, it's all coming together, Gary. And that's all around introducing a line of laser-based 3LCD high-lumen projectors from 5,500 lumens all the way up to 25,000 lumens. And I expect at the show we will be the first to offer 3LCD at 25,000 lumens. Hasn't been done before. And we're very, very excited to push the envelope to a new brightness tier with 3LCD technology.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't know if you are aware, but about a year ago in the home theater space, we introduced a high-end laser projector, the LS10000.
Mm-hmm.
And that product has been very, very successful for us with about 60% revenue share by the end of 2015. So it's been a strong contender, some great performance. And the engineers took that core technology and they've enhanced it, they've evolved it, so that we've got some really powerful engines for the professional projector space for the large venue and meeting room environments. And that's what this new launch is all about. So second generation laser technology.
Yeah, and we had a video cast with Sean earlier, and that's posted on our website at raypubs.com. By the time you listen to this, it'll be posted on our website, and we're linking to all the new product literature and product pages. But you'll be officially launching this next week at ISC in stand H90 in Hall 1, H90. And this is an interesting collaboration because, you guys are an international company. But this is an interesting launch because although this show is going to be in Europe, this is a worldwide launch, and it's going to have a big effect on your business market, you know, the North American market, because you know, it'll be the worldwide launch for this, and it happens at a show internationally, but you're going to want to get exposure for it here as well.
That's right. No, we see ISE as a great platform to do our worldwide launch. We are finding that customers from North America go to the show. Folks like yourselves report at the show. And we couldn't think of a better way and a better venue to tell the story and really get the market excited about what we're working on.
Yeah, in fact, the largest sort of individual growth category of attendees last year came from North America, and I think you'll see that number double this year. And you're right, a lot of integrators do go over there. Certainly a lot of staging companies go over there because there's a lot of, I mean, it's got a complete hall of staging products that are, you know, lighting and audio based. And so a lot of high-end staging companies over there that are gonna go to ISC. And of course, by the time Infocom rolls around, you'll be close to delivering those products. And that'll be
That's
exciting
right.
for you as well. So, I mean, it's a good sort of launch into the market. And you know, I wish you guys the best of luck. I appreciate the support you guys have given us by allowing us to be the first company to sort of break the news. I appreciate that. And I certainly appreciate the support of Epson worldwide on supporting our coverage of the ISC show, because it is an expensive show to go over there and do. So thank you.
No, we appreciate your support, Gary. And, you know, one of the opportunities that we are really seizing is to really show the market that projection technology is not old technology. It's not last year's technology, but there's a lot of room for innovation. There's some amazing things that projection technology can bring. And with these new models, with their inorganic panels and their inorganic phosphor wheels, you know, we're bringing 24/7 high reliability technology to the market with, you know, 3-year, 20,000 hour bumper to bumper warranty. So very reliable, very robust products. And we're excited to show the market that projection technology continues to evolve and is able to do some amazing things.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one little like kind of kudos to you guys. I think a lot of people, I think when you see the Brightlink Pro, you see the possibilities that you have with projection competing with flat panel displays. I know you don't sell flat panel displays. What you do is take an application that would a lot of people automatically assume belongs to the flat panel market and show the value of doing it in projection, and how you can spend less money and get more interactivity for the same price range and even less expensive price range is interesting. And I think that product, I think, is a bellwether for future products to come from Epson. I think that sort of launches you into some really creative ideas and creative thinking. I know a little bit about what you guys are doing, but I think for those of you who are doubting that there's a future in projection in small rooms, you should check out the Brightlink Pro, because you could see how you guys have married the interactivity, short throw lens, or short throw projection capability in a 100-inch product, for example, and also you have other sizes. That can be put in a classroom or in a meeting room is very creative. So I think that's a good sort of indicator for, you know, for people who sort of doubt that technology is going to survive. So I commend you guys
for that.
Well, I mean, it is very creative.
Well, you know,
I mean, you're competing, everyone that you're competing with, every single product you're competing with is a flat panel display, and yet you've been that successful.
No, that's absolutely right. And what we're finding is that projection technology can deliver the brightness of flat panel displays, and more importantly, it's the size. I've been in many meeting rooms, many customer meetings, where I'm sitting at the end of the conference room table and I'm squinting to see the content that's being displayed on the screen. And we have a lot of customers that tell us that, hey, my display size is too small. And so with products like the Brightlink, we want to be able to show them, you know, you can have a phenomenal visual experience, and you need a big display. You know, 100-inch is a great size display, and they're going to get even bigger and bigger. But people need to be able to see the information, especially as we're starting to collaborate and work with that information. You got to be able to see it. and it's got to be clearly readable and impactful. And so we think it's all going to be about size over time, and that's an area where projection has some incredible advantages.
Yeah, and light output. I mean, in that application, you're going to have advantages in light output ultimately as well because of the new technology
that's right
there. So I think a lot of people don't realize that that's coming around the corner. So Rajiv, I really appreciate you joining me today. I know you're busy. Again, Epson will be showing in the worldwide debut of this whole staging product line will happen. The laser high brightness product line will happen in Hall 1, stand H90. Thanks for joining us, Rajiv, and thank you for listening. And, of course, you can follow all the news on these new products and everything else we cover at ISC at ravepubs.com. Thank you very much, and have a great day.